One of our producers, Art Silverman, says he can trace the beginning of the downfall of the pay telephone to the evening of December 15, 1966.
I heard about this through a friend, and he heard about it from somebody who took advantage of the way payphones used to work, back when operators used their ears to figure out how much money customers put in. The operators would listen as coins hit bells. There was one sort of bell for nickels, one for dimes, and one for quarters. It was all very low tech. Now this person, actually my friend himself, managed to get one of the first battery-operated tape recorders to hit the market. And in a youthful experiment with telecommunications fraud, he used a little suction cup microphone to record those bells as coins struck them. Then my friend, actually this person was closer than a friend, closer than a roundworm is to a human, in fact. He went to a payphone, played the sounds back to an operator as he made a call. From what I can determine, there was a great thrill to this. More the pleasure of goosing Ma Bell than saving money. Nonetheless, it was wrong. Certainly this person who did it would be the first to condemn such behavior, and even deny he ever performed such an act. And he would regret that it led to the split up of the phone company, the advent of cell phones, the rise of telemarketing, and the breakdown of civil society.
Art Silverman is a producer for NPR News.